Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the podcast today. It is Thursday, March the 25th of 2021. Excuse me. My name is Joanne, and I want to thank you so much for just spending some time in the Word of God today. I'm thankful, as always, for the Lord to speak and give a clear direction on what to talk about. And, you know, His mercies are new every morning. And every time that we come to Him, you know, if we were praying the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread," we can expect to come to Him every day and hear what He has to say for us that day. And today I was hearing about waiting upon the Lord. And there are so many scriptures that talk about how we wait upon the Lord. The most famous one is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I'm sure many of you can quote this, it's verse 31. I've got it written down wrong. It says, "Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And that always gets a lot of cheers from the crowd because we like to mount up with wings like eagles. We love to have our strength renewed, to have all that energy in the spirit. But yet those are the promises. What is the process? It's waiting upon the Lord. Years ago, I was in a church and Pastor Chris Hayward said, "Waiting rooms do not bless me." And we had to laugh about it because it's like, you know, you need the doctor. You know, you need to see the physician and you make your appointment and you get there and you sit in the waiting room, waiting for your name to be called back. Now, years ago, you would go to the doctor, especially a specialist, and you might sit there for an hour or two waiting to get in to see him. But anymore, I believe it's more streamlined and you don't have to wait that long on physical doctors. But what about waiting on God? I do believe that the waiting process is about positioning ourselves before Him in hope and in faith and trusting in the character of God. There may be a time of confession, you know, in that waiting. It may be bringing our will into an alignment with His will and doing what He says and just coming into agreement with God. And sometimes the Lord says, you know, it's really not that big of a problem. This is really simple to figure out. But He wants us to position ourselves before Him. The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted." So He is Lord, and we surrender to His will in that time of waiting. Sometimes it's just a time of hanging out with God for a while, you know, being in that position where it's just us and Him. Sometimes we think, oh, we're in the wilderness. We're in this waiting time. And I like what Graham Cook says, you know, that's hiddenness. Those are times that we get to be alone with God, alone with Christ, and His presence is always good. So we're going to look at some scriptures on waiting. Psalm 37 has a couple, and I found this really interesting looking these up today. Verse 9 says, evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Okay. Also, verse 34 of that same chapter, "Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt you to inherit the land." So inheriting the earth, inheriting the land. I'm like, what? What is that about? And you know, the enemy has territory and God wants us to inherit and take back what the enemy has stolen. I believe that's what it's talking about. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And it's about taking back possession of what belongs to us that the enemy has tried to take. Psalm 130, verse 5, it says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope." There again, what are the promises that God has spoken over us? It's always such a good idea whenever He speaks to write these things down, to remember these promises, also to pray these promises that He has spoken to us. Steve Backlund says, if I've got a word from the Lord, I can put up with a lot of junk. And so we have to hang on to the word that he has spoken over us in the waiting time. I do notice that, you know, over a period of time, you can see a common thread of the things that God is speaking to us. And so we hang on not only to the promises of his written word, but the words that he has spoken to our heart. Here's another good verse, Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. I think when God sees us patiently waiting, it says he inclines. We know what a recliner is. We kind of lay back. Have you ever thought about God leaning into us, inclining to us? That's kind of a neat picture to think about. And then he hears our cry. He hears our prayer so that he may answer. Okay. Here's another good one. Psalm 27, verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, we love the promise. We love the strengthened heart. But what's the process? Be of good courage. God is telling us to be something or become something. He's telling us to encourage maybe even our own heart. You know, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through worship, time in his word. And I really believe that in order to be of good courage, we have to learn how to speak his word over our life so that our soul and our spirit is encouraged. Sometimes I think the waiting process is so that we can learn to do this. God trains us to do this. Okay. And here is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Because sometimes we think we're waiting on God to come through. What if he's waiting on us? Okay. It says, therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. Therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. What's God waiting on? Okay. Sometimes he's waiting on us. And then when we fulfill what he has told us to do, here comes the grace. Here comes the mercy. When we have exalted him and put him in the highest place and not ourselves, here comes the mercy. Here comes the justice. Here comes all of the blessing. Hebrews 10, 36, you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, he who is coming, he will come, and he will not tarry. So there again, the waiting process, sometimes it has to do about just being patient and waiting on God's timing. Sometimes he's waiting on us. But here's something that I kind of goes along with it. I was thinking about today. When Jesus asked the disciples this question in John chapter 6, where he says, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? Well, he had just told the disciples, eat my flesh, drink my blood. He told a huge crowd this. And it was so offensive to people that they turned around and they left him. And Jesus is like, this offends you? What if we get to the end of this thing and it doesn't turn out the way that you expect? What if you see me go into heaven and I haven't fulfilled all your expectations? So Jesus was planting something in their mind ahead of time. And if you look at even Matthew 28, when they came to meet with Jesus, he had died on the cross. He had raised from the dead. He was appearing to his disciples. And he told them to meet him in Galilee. So they gathered together, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. What was going on? Let's go to Acts chapter 1. Because I don't know if you know this, Jesus had told them, meet me in Galilee, and then he also said, wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. And this was in the 40 days between, or the 50 days when, you know, Passover took place and he died, and when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost, they had to meet him at a certain point on a mountain in Galilee. And it says at the beginning of Acts verse 6, because they'd come together and they said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And that's what they were expecting. I mean, you know, for 4,000 years, they waited on the Messiah. Israel had been overthrown by the governments around them so many times, and they were waiting for Israel's Messiah to come and raise them up to a place of power so that they could overthrow that government that was over them. And Jesus was saying, what if this doesn't play out the way you think it's going to play out? Are you going to be offended at me? Interesting question. You know, they weren't asking for a bad thing. I mean, these disciples who had followed him for 3 years, learning how to heal the sick, cast out demons, learning all these things of the kingdom, and then it's going to end like this, right? Maybe not. Okay. So Jesus answers them in Acts 1:7. He says, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. And so sometimes even in our waiting, you know, we think, okay, God, you're going to do this. You know, I mean, that's a thing right now with a lot of believers and a lot of Americans right now. They're still waiting for a government to be overthrown. They're still waiting. But what are we supposed to do? Verse 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Jesus is saying, I've given you the power of the Holy Spirit to do a job. And it doesn't matter what is going on in these other areas, these things that you're waiting on. You do the work I've given you to do. Okay? God will work this out the way that he wants and in his time. Don't be offended if your expectations aren't met. Okay? You have received the Holy Spirit. You do what you have been told to do. Okay? And then it says in verse 9, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked, they stood there, staring up into heaven. Behold, two men in white apparel stood by them, said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. So Jesus has promised he will come. Okay. He, even in our times of waiting, whether, you know, some people are waiting on his second coming, some people are waiting on governments to be overthrown, some people are just waiting on the promises of God that he has spoken over our life. Sometimes we're waiting on God to give us our next marching order. I just want to encourage you today that we all have periods where we have to wait on the Lord. And in those times, be faithful to do what he's telling us to do. Okay? Position ourselves before him that he is God. He knows what he's doing. He's waiting on us. And encourage yourself. Hey, learn to encourage yourself in the waiting. You know, Jesus was in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I thought about this. How long would they have stayed in there if that king hadn't called them out, you know? They were in the fire, but they were in there with Jesus. Those times that were called into waiting, they could actually be an intimate time with the Lord. And we won't get burned. All right? God is with us. We can trust his character. He loves us so, so much. All right? So whatever it is you're having to wait on the Lord for, you know, just rejoice. Rejoice. Jesus is with you, and he loves you. He inclines to you. He hears your cry. Walk out what he's telling you to do. It's going to be okay. And I will be back next time. God bless you so much.